Former Republican candidate for Governor Bob Vanderplaat stood in front of the state's judicial building to say he would work to oust Supreme Court Justices Marsha Ternus, David Baker, and Michael Streit. They were part of the unanimous panel of seven judges who opened the door to same-sex marriages in Iowa by ruling the state's ban violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Iowa Constitution. Vanderplaat says he had been urged to make an independent run for governor, but the Sioux City businessman has decided instead to organize an effort to vote the three judges off the bench.
I believe this election to unseat these three justices may be, if not one of the most important campaign and election in the entire country.
Vanderplaat says he had been considering launching a campaign against the only Supreme Court justices up for retention in November for quite some time. But he says Wednesday's ruling by a California judge against that state's same-sex marriage ban was the final straw. The executive director of the gay rights advocacy group One Iowa was also at the Vanderplaat's news conference. Carolyn Jennison says she's not sure what's motivating the desire to influence judicial retention votes.
I don't understand. Is this to just be spiteful because they don't agree with one ruling? So I think our judicial system, again, is free and clear, fair and impartial.
Jennison also told reporters she worries the money to fund the anti-judges initiative will come from out-of-state extremists and not Iowans. Vanderplaat did not address where the money will come from, nor would he say whether he would join forces with other groups seeking to unseat the judges. One of those groups calls itself Common Sense PAC. It has been posting billboards around the state calling for no votes against the three. A spokesman for the PAC, Dennis Guth, says he's against judges who legislate from the bench.
They can issue an opinion, but they cannot tell county recorders that they need to begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples, because that's beyond what the Constitution allows. That's something that needs to come from the legislature.
He says courts across the country have decided they can do whatever they want with no limits on their power. But a former member of the Iowa Supreme Court, Des Moines lawyer Mark McCormick, says it's the role of a judge to interpret the Constitution, and the other branches of government need to stay clear.
I have serious concern about the politicization of the judiciary, the notion that judges might be injected into the middle of partisan politics.
McCormick says he does not believe Vanderplaat's and the others will be successful in their efforts to remove the judges. But if they are, he says, three more independent-minded judges will be appointed to replace them. The futures of Justices Ternus, Baker, and Streit will be determined by voters November 2nd. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.